Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar. Oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. How would you have liked to have lived 2,000 years ago and been one of the Talmudim, one of the disciples of Jesus? I mean, watch those miracles with your very eyes. Watch the way he loved. Watch the way nature responded to his words. I mean, talk about a discipleship program. I'd like to enlist. Well, about the closest thing that I have ever heard to that is my guest. His name is Bruce Marciano. I'm speaking to him at his home in Los Angeles, California. And I'm interviewing him on his book, The Character of a Man. You see, Bruce was an actor who was commissioned to play the role of Jesus. And he literally had a life-changing experience that goes on even many years after. And when people hear him speak, they look at Jesus through different eyes. You've heard me speak about looking through the eyes of a Jew, a first century Jew, to really understand Jesus. But there is a dimension that Jesus is so different from that I want you to capture it. And that's what I'm commissioning you, Bruce, to do on this interview. I want myself and our people to capture what you captured by playing the role of Jesus. And let's go back to a little bit of the beginning. Tell me a bit about your Christian upbringing.
I was raised a good little Catholic boy, and I was a good little altar boy, and went to Catholic school, and took all the religious education classes a guy could get. I went to Catholic school until I graduated high school, and the bottom line of that is I knew the Bible back and forth. I knew every story. I just didn't know Jesus. And
in 1976, you were in college, and you had a professor that literally prophesied over you. What did he say?
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, to be this unsaved guy and yet be attracted to the Spirit of God in another person. You know, this professor, I used to sit in his office, and he would just speak over my life, and I will never forget over and over him saying, you know, Bruce, God has something big planned for your life. I don't know what it is, but I know that it's big. And talk about the faithfulness of a child of God. This guy, he never beat me over the head with the Bible. He just blessed me and loved me and spoke the truth over my life. And, you know, little did I know, years later, I'd be standing in a robe and sandals representing Jesus on film.
Okay, so you bottomed out in your profession and in life. You had an encounter with Jesus. You're going to Jack Hayford's church, good church, and there's a notice in your bulletin about His Majesty's players. Tell me about that.
You must understand, at the time I was a professional actor and very, very ambitious, very riveted on my career and building my career. And so I'm sitting in church, and I read this notice, His Majesty's Players, a missionary actors group looking for actors to join them on a missions trip to Australia. Now, forgive me for confessing, but I just kind of chuckled. I thought, oh, brother, you know, a bunch of amateur actors standing on stages in high schools. And in that moment, I tell you, the Lord, he just spoke to me. I want you to join this missions trip. And Sid, I'm the first to say it. Yeah, hey, I just knee-jerked. You know, I was a professional actor. There's no way I was going to do kiddie plays about Jesus. To make a long story short, the Lord really spoke to me over and over, and I struggled and squirmed, and then one day I just said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll go. I went on that trip and saw incredible salvations, and to make a long story short, it was my association with that mission group that led me to my role as Jesus in Matthew.
Okay, Bruce, you get back then from Australia, and you find out about an audition to play the role of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. You go to the audition. Tell me about it.
One of the neat things about it, in making the point that it was just a God thing, the moment I shook hands with the director, it was as if the Lord just whispered, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of time with this guy, Bruce. And I just knew it was an appointment God had for me. We sat down for the audition and shared our Christian testimonies. And so it was more just a couple of brothers than anything heavy. And we finally got around to the audition piece. And what the director handed me to audition with was a piece from chapter 23 of Matthew where Jesus he rebukes the Pharisees, lines like, you snakes, you vipers, you hypocrites, you know, how will you escape being condemned to hell? And as I was preparing this audition piece, I felt the Lord leading me more toward compassion than to anger. In other words, yes, he was speaking hard to these guys, but that hardness was born in love for them. In other words, Jesus wasn't pushing them away. His heart was broken over their rejection of him, and he was doing everything he could to do what he did every day of his life 2,000 years ago. Come to me. I am your Messiah. And so I said to the director, and it's a very risky, risky thing. I said, you know, I have kind of a different angle on this. I don't think Jesus was so angry at these guys as much as he loved them, as much as his heart was broken over them. And he just stared at me blank face, and he said, well, show me what you got. And I did the piece with compassion. And little did I know, and I'm cutting to the chase here, that 6 or 7 months before that audition, when the director was preparing the script for himself, the Lord showed him the exact same thing, that this rebuking of the Pharisees was to be done in love. And little did I know that as I was speaking that to him, taking a risk, because I knew no other actor would do it that way. I've never seen it done that way. I've never even seen it taught that way. I knew it was a bit of a risk, but little did I know I was confirming in this director's heart, number one, yes, that we were to do the film together, but even more importantly, that is the quality that must be brought to the surface in the film.
Oh, okay. So you were selected and you start memorizing for the next 7 weeks, 6 hours a day, every word that Jesus spoke in Matthew. Had you memorized much scripture previously?
No, I never had. You know, I was pretty skilled at memorizing just as an actor. It's a skill you have to develop, but I'd never really thrown myself into scripture before.
Well, after you did all the memorization of all of the words of Jesus, then you decided as a method type actor, I guess, I've got to understand Jesus better, and you started studying it from Jewish eyes. Explain.
Yeah, therein is the rub. I knew that with all the, quote, church, end quote, I've done, I really didn't know anything about, and here's the operative phrase, Sid, who this man was 2,000 years ago. And I think of Hebrews 13:8, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, with all the Jesus I'd done, I had no idea who Jesus really, really was. And, you know, essentially, I just dove on my face, Sid, because I knew that what was needed was a work of the Holy Spirit within me, revealing Jesus to me, and also transforming me. I think of the scripture says the renewing of the mind into Christ likeness.
Okay, but wait a second now. You would you say previous to this you were born again?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what difference did it make in you? What change occurred in you from playing this role?
Oh gosh, you know, it's the differences day and night, Sid. You know, I think a lot of us, we give our lives to Jesus, we come to Jesus, and then it's off to the Christian races and everything, but never taking the time to get to know Him. Therein is the difference, Sid. I had to stop my life and focus on one thing, getting to know who Jesus is. I think so often we spend all of our prayer life trying to get Him to understand us, but for the first time, I realized that I needed to understand Him. And I think of Jeremiah 29:13, when you seek me with all of your heart, I will be found. And during that period of preparation and during the period of filming, I mean, 24 hours a day, it was the Word of God. It was on my face crying out, Jesus, I need you. I need to understand you. Jesus, reveal your heart to me. Jesus, plant your characteristics within me, you know, make me compassionate and merciful. Give me the quality of love toward other people, love toward unlovable people. And so this became my heart cry.
You know what I love about seeing the video that you did is the joy and the love that comes across. It's so obvious. And in the book that we're making available, The Character of a Man, you're showing people for the first time how to walk as Jesus walked. Very different than the image we have on television and from Hollywood. You really need this book. For a donation of $18, this will show a man how to be a man and a woman how to have intimacy with Jesus. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.